Hi everyone. I'm sure like businesses everywhere, you may have occasionally or frequently experienced work interruptions due to technology issues. Now, according to Gartner, the average cost of an IT downtime is approximately $5,600. It also takes up to 23 minutes just to refocus and get your head back in the game after an interruption. Now, such downtime can may be caused by system problems, lack of technology understanding, or cybersecurity issues. Another recent study by Gartner suggested that small and mid-sized businesses spend on average of approximately $117,000 just to recover from cybersecurity attacks. My name is Ipsam Shaukat, and I'm the Business Development Executive at Crest Technology. With me, I have the CEO of Crest Technology, Irfan Bhatt, and the director of our IT services, Vakar Hussain. Thank you both for joining me, Vakar and Irfan.
Thank you.
So my first question is to you, Irfan. As you've worked across various industries, drawing from your experience, why do you think many organizations prefer ad hoc support on an as-needed basis? And why do you think it's not as cost-effective?
Yeah, so Ipsam, cost is always a concern. Whether the company is small or large, but especially for small and mid-sized businesses, cost is a concern. However, the notion that ad hoc support, which I call reactive support, is cost effective is just not true. It's false. It does not cost more to have proactive IT support. Ad hoc support does cost more. I give you a couple of examples. Let's say Caprice Properties is a small real estate company. So they don't have a dedicated IT department and they wanted to keep their costs down. So they made an agreement with a local IT company for ad hoc support, you know, pay a small sum for a few hours and replenish those hours as those hours are consumed. Now, on surface, it may seem like a cost-effective model. You know, you paid for 50 hours of support, and when there's a trouble, you call them, yes, they solve the problem. So it is less cost. But what if there was a major hack and all the data and documents of Caprice was encrypted? Now what? Their local IT company is now helpless because there is no strategy that went into protecting the organization. You know, there is no proactive support. So there is no proactively taken measures to protect them. The data is lost and now you're scrambling. Now, in order to recover from a situation like that, it's going to cost a lot of time and money. It's going to waste time of your own resources as well as cost you more to get the IT folks to help you recover your data and documents. So that's one example. Another example, let's say there's a mid-sized company and Alex is their IT manager or director of IT, and he's a one-man IT department. Happens a lot in many small to mid-sized companies. Happens a lot. Single IT person. Alex suddenly got ill and he was out for 2 weeks. Okay, that can happen. And in those 2 weeks, there were problems related to systems and backups and other things. He could not monitor the backups. He could not oversee that the workstation upgrades are taking place properly to protect the workstations. And then eventually something went wrong and now the backup is needed and there is no backup, or the backup did not complete properly and now you have problem, or there may be a cybersecurity issue or workstation issues and you have a problem, right? So in a situation like that, you know, ad hoc support, what are they going to do? You know, it's you have to take preventative measures to protect your organization. Such stories could be avoided if the organization had opted for proactive IT support model by outsourcing some of the critical IT services if they couldn't afford on staff, or they could just automate some of those things to take care of it.
Okay, thank you, Irfan. Okay, so my next question to you, Vikar. Why do you think that in the IT community, a proactive IT model is always encouraged?
Well, Mifsam, proactive IT services is always logical. It is because nowadays, SMEs are mostly dependent on the network availability, application, and the data. And the failure of these services can bring the business to standstill if it is not resolved in a timely manner. The active IT support is not strategic, because as businesses are now totally dependent on the data and the network, they have to have strategic approach towards the cybersecurity threats as well as the data availability. And those are the things which are not available in the reactive support. The ad hoc cost for the reactive support is far much more than the proactive support model. The reactive support has time wasted on troubleshooting, identifying the root cause, and it's a break fix strategy. So the resources which will be wasted while the downtime of the network is far much more than the proactive support model. As well as there is a lesser distraction of the resources, the human resource, because the time there is a downtime, all the resources are wasteful and doing nothing. And there are always certain things which just can't be handled with the reactive support, such as zero-day vulnerabilities, which exploit security loopholes and cannot be monitored with the reactive support model.
Thank you. So then what do you think the ideal proactive service? So you see that the ideal proactive service can be very costly for smaller businesses. How should they set up their IT support if that's the case?
First of all, it's a misconception that proactive IT support is costly. As I said earlier, in reality, it's all the way opposite. Okay. So there are some organizations which may be hesitant to spend the money upfront, but there are consequences of having the reactive support. There are some models. They can go with the hybrid model, in which the critical services, especially the cybersecurity, server patch management, and the Windows workstation patch manager, can be go with the proactive IT support model, and all the other strategic based ad hoc requirement can be go with the reactive support.
Okay, thank you. So, Irfan, my next question to you then. How do you think Press can help?
Yeah, so we offer IT services for small and mid-sized businesses to help them gain a competitive edge. This includes cybersecurity, infrastructure, desktop, Microsoft 365 support, and CIO services. These services are offered a la carte, or as a cost-effective bundle. Our services are a combination of strategy, remote monitoring, preventative maintenance, hands-on support, and user training. And for smaller businesses, we'd recommend that they at least have proactive IT services for critical systems, such as automated workstation maintenance and cybersecurity. This inexpensive service will eliminate most causes of service interruptions.
Well, thank you, Irfan. And you, viewers, so there you have it. The IT services need to be taken very seriously by businesses of all sizes. That's because IT problems can result in a loss of organizational productivity. Proactive IT services may seem expensive at first glance, but in fact, in the long term, they save a lot of time and money. SMBs must employ MEIs to have proactive IT support for some critical processes as part of a hybrid approach. This is where Press Technology comes in, because Press Technology provides IT services from small and mid-sized businesses and companies to help them gain a competitive edge. With our technology specialization and business knowledge, we can help you overcome operational and productivity challenges. Therefore, we welcome you for a free evaluation of your IT services to assess your organization's IT technology standards and make recommendations for proactive service management. Please contact us to get started. Thank you very much.